So the question of Alice's colleague remains, and is it not suggestive, given the threat is totalitarian, of the need for a range of strategies, as we've been arguing? In my recent posting of Kropotkin, I found it both validating in seeing that the issues we are engaged with necessarily interconnect, because it had this sort of independent verification or confirmation of that, that there is a necessary correspondence between them. And somewhat dispiriting to face yet again that this pathway of truth we've been carefully marking is not just extremely well trod, which means if they've suppressed it once, you know what I'm saying? That's the dispiriting part. If they are able to successfully suppress over and over and over. But the internet, I always say this, but we have to get this. It has changed things completely. There is absolutely nothing in our way now from spreading these conversations, spreading what has been suppressed globally, that is, to a large enough segment of us to be that critical mass. So to see that it's been neglected, these riches, is so dispiriting. We'll correct it. That's our charge right now. I'm thinking not just of Kropotkin, though certainly this applies to him, but of Pierre Joseph Proudhon, whose work, What is Property?, I am discovering through the fresh lens of Kropotkin, and I'll share bits of his work. I am sharing bits of his work, this work, as I did with Kropotkin's. And I posted a PDF that will hold the excerpts from what's called the first memoir of What is Property? And I'm posting it on the blog page in the same area where the Kropotkin PDF is found. And because these guys are in my little laptop, the machine I use, computer I use, and mess around in there, and not to get too off track, by happenstance, I discovered that because an earlier draft was deleted, and anyway, so I wanted to recover the text without retyping, and so I copied from the PDF of that and pasted it into simple text or text edit, whatever it's called, plain text, and you know, it sort of functions as a universal translator or whatever. Anyway, it allows you to, it eliminates the formatting and allows you to then bring it into the program I use for word processing. And and I discovered in doing so that when you copy text from the PDF, which I'm encouraging, obviously, folks to use this material as broadly and as frequently as prolifically as they would like. When you copy and paste it into this simple text kind of format, it leaves letters out of some words, which would make it very difficult to do. It makes it a chore. You have to look for the misspelled words and fix them. So I'm not sure. I just want to, alert folks to the fact that that happens, and that I probably at some point will try to put back up a HTML page, because I'm assuming that you can copy the HTML text of these shows and paste it, and it not be. Although that's not necessarily true, I know they can also interfere with that text appearing. So I don't know. So please look for it, the PDF of Proudhon. And we will be excerpting from the Dover edition, the Benjamin R. Tucker translation.